Scriptures on how to receive comfort from the Lord. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Well, Jesus has prepared us beyond any human descriptions, while the world gives us an idea of what's waiting for us, what we are to expect in heaven.
1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Revelation 21:2-3. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.
John 14:23. If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, the world is always trying to bother us, scare us, but it can never win us. If we only look to Jesus, as it is written.
Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's kind of sad that we haven't yet entirely learned to depend completely on the Lord for things like healing. But one thing we can do, we can go to the Lord with our whole heart before going to the world, looking, helping the world, even a doctor, a hospital, a pharmacy. Before doing that, we should go to the Lord with all our heart and ask for a miracle, for a healing, for whatever we need. Now, the first deceit of the enemy is that of making us feel guilty, sinners, hopeless, rejected by God. But after we confess our sin, after we brought fruits of true repentance, the following is the truth.
Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Romans 8:31-39. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and who also maketh intercessions for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Nothing and nobody, nor angels, nor principalities, nor death, nor life, nor demons, nor devil, nobody can separate us from Jesus Christ. See, once Jesus gives us salvation, he doesn't take it back. All right? That's the devil. He gives and takes back. No. Gifts of God without repentance. All right? So, praise the Lord.
Thank
salvation
Jesus.
Impossible to lose, like it says, John 10, 28, 28, like it says in 1 John 5, 11 through 13. Salvation, you cannot lose.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, let's believe that. Jesus didn't come here to take away, but he came to give. So it's a lie to think that he stops his word, he breaks his word, because he says, I give unto them eternal life, they shall never perish. He would have to break his word if he gives eternal life, and we will perish. So don't believe, those are wrong doctrines.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody and nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
1 John 5, 2 through 4. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
John 17, 1 until 3. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The greatest comfort is to be one in the body of Jesus, to be close to his heart. This is the greatest comfort. This is true communion. This is true relationship with Jesus, to be near his heart, to think of him, to be next to him. Like he says in John 17, 21, 25.
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and this have known that thou hast sent me. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What Jesus is saying here, that if we are just in unity with him, and not just with him, but also with the brethren, that in that day, we will be where he is. So Jesus himself is describing this place where he is. It's an incredible place to imagine this place. It's amazing with our human mind. But let's hear it from the words of Jesus himself.
Revelation 2:26. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3:21. Overcome, overcome. Overcome what? We need to overcome the world. We need to overcome the world around us. The deceits, temptations, which the devil always putting in front of us. And this every day, all the time. Whenever the devil decides to attack us, he needs to find us with the shield up and the sword of the world in our hand. And like this, we are going to make it. Like this, we are going to win.
Amen.
As it is written.
Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And now for the beloved brethren, friends, the first time they connect with us, who don't follow our radio, our YouTube channels, well, I would like to pray a couple of words deeply, deeply from our hearts. And I would like to ask you to join with us in a little prayer to receive God's blessing, to receive his peace.
Yes.
And ask him to really bless us with a communion and fellowship with him, which is the answer to all our problems. Just pray with me, if you like, if you're ready.
Amen.
If you're not ready, pray anyway. You can become ready as you pray, if you wish.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart, into my spirit, into my soul, into my mind, into my body, into everything that pertains to me. Save me, O Jesus. I accept you as my Savior, as my Messiah, as my King, as my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father in heaven, I pray. Lord, I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Make me one of your sons. Write my name in the book of life. I thank you, Lord, for giving your life on the Calvary to save me, because you love me. And now I want to respond to your love. I want to love you and serve you and follow you in this world and in the next. And help me to read the Word, read your Word, read the Bible, the Gospel, and to share it with others without being ashamed, without excuses that I don't have time, this and that. I will make time in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name.